We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tzitzis Simen Chaf Aleph Siv Gimel. Says a Mechaber, Mutter Li Kanes B'Tzitzis L'Beis HaKisei. A person is allowed to go into the bathroom wearing tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is specifically referring to the Beged Al Kavos, which a person wears the entire day. But if it's a talis, which a person wears specifically for tefillah, then it's not right to go into the bathroom with that. However, they would be allowed to urinate wearing that talis, but they shouldn't go into a bathroom with it. The same thing is true, says the Mishnah Berurah, with a kittel. If a person wears that specifically for davening, then they should take it off before they go into the bathroom. Anything which is special for davening should not be worn into the bathroom. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason that you shouldn't go into the bathroom with it is because it's a bizayon too, because it's so easy to take it off, so you might as well just take it off before you go into the bathroom, even to urinate. There's a discussion, according to those who say you're allowed to urinate in it, does that mean you're allowed to urinate even in a Beis HaKisei that is kavua, or only a Beis HaKisei that is meant specifically for urinating? But it's best to avoid this altogether when possible, as we said. The Rama adds, V'chol shekein lishkav behen deshari. Not only are you allowed to go into the bathroom with it, but you're allowed to sleep in your tzitzis as well. Liyesha Kasu says, the Rama, shenagu shalol lishkav betalas sheish tzitzis. Some say that you should not sleep in a talas with tzitzis. On zagam shalolitna l'kovis en yehudu l'chabis. You also shouldn't give it to a non-Jew to clean. V'chol shalol yumitzus bezuyos alav. The reason is because it's a bizayon to the talis to sleep in if it's going to get all messed up in your sleep, or to give it to a non-Jew who knows what he'll do with it. But the minhag is to be makel to sleep in it, and the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is also to be makel to give it to the non-Jew, but the best thing to do when you give it to a non-Jew is to take off the tzitzis strings and just give the beged to the non-Jew to wash, and then put the strings back on afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah also brings from the Arizal that he was makbid al pisod to sleep in a talis katan at night. The Olas Tamid brings a proof from the famous story of David HaMelech, who was troubled when he was in the Beis HaMerchatz, that he felt he was standing without mitzvos until he realized that he had the Mila. Why wasn't he also troubled when he was sleeping that he didn't have a mitzvah? And he says, the Olas Tamid says, because he was sleeping in his tzitzis. So we see a raya that you should sleep in your tzitzis, and others are medaktik this way as well. However, the Magen Avraham is docha this, because he says at night time you have the mezuzah. So that's why he wasn't troubled. He wasn't necessarily wearing tzitzis, but he had a mezuzah on his door. And then the poskim discuss, are you really fulfilling a mitzvah every second when you have a mezuzah on your door? Or is it just having it there in the first place that that's when you fulfill the mezuzah? The Elia Rabbah also says that in maybe there are places that are pater from mezuzah, and so it could be that he really was wearing tzitzis. Other answers are given as well as to why this isn't the clearest of rayas, that you should wear tzitzis and when sleeping, based on David HaMelech. If you do sleep in your tzitzis at night, when you wake up in the morning, you do not make a new bracha on those tzitzis. If you change the beged, then you can, so maybe it's best to have a pair of sleeping tzitzis, so then when you wake up in the morning, you can make a new bracha on the beged that you switch to. If you put sleeping tzitzis on at night, obviously you would not make a bracha, as we saw, at night you did not make a bracha when you put on tzitzis. Siv Dalid. You should be careful when you wear your talis not to drag the tzitzis on the floor. Mishnah Berurah says some say it's because of bizui mitzvah. It's not appropriate. It's degrading to the mitzvah. And some say it's because if it drags on the floor, it's going to get torn. And therefore, one should be careful when they sit down while they're wearing their talis to make sure that the tzitzis do not drag on the floor. Rather, place them on the chair behind you. But Rishon LeZalman or Bachos Machbid not to sit on the tzitzis either, because he thought that was a bizayon to it, so he used to wrap them around himself so they would all be in front. But others say that they should really, two of them should be behind you, as the Vilna Gaon was makbid to always have two in the front and two in the back. But either way, it should never be dragging on the floor. Simen Chav Beis. Sif Aleph. Kana Talis of Asabot Tzitzis. If you bought a talis and you put tzitzis on it, Varech Shechianu, you make the bracha of Shechianu on it, Delogar Mikelim Chadashim, because it's no worse than buying new kelim, which you make a bracha on if you get hanah from it. So too, if you buy a beged for tzitzis, you put tzitzis on it, you should make a bracha. The Rama adds, V'imlo Berech B'shas Asiya, M'varech B'shas Asi Tefrish, and if you didn't make the bracha when you put the tzitzis on it, you can make the bracha when you first wear it. The Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to kelim chadashim, you make the bracha when you buy it. So how come for tzitzis, you don't make the bracha when you buy it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because we're assuming you're buying the beged and then you're placing the tzitzis on it. So when you buy the beged, it's not ready to be worn. It's only ready to be worn once you put the tzitzis on. So that's when you make the bracha. But ein hachanami, if you bought a beged with tzitzis on it, If you bought a new talis with the tzitzis on it, so then you could make a bracha on it, just like you make the bracha on kelim chadashim, since it's ready to be worn, since it has a tzitzis on it. Only if it doesn't have the tzitzis on it yet, then you would make the bracha when you place the tzitzis on it. Others say that the bracha that you're making on the tzitzis isn't on the kelim chadashim, on the fact that you got a new thing. Rather, it's on doing a mitzvah for the first time. That's why we say to make the bracha at the time that you put the tzitzis on it and not wait until you actually wear it. When it comes to a talis katan, so Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you really have to know. It depends. Is a really person really so excited about getting a new talis katan? A person gets married, they get a new talis gadol, or if they get a new talis gadol once every 20 years, something like that, then we could see how a person get a na. But if you get a new talis katan for a couple months, even once a year, there's not so much excitement in getting the new talis katan. So Rav Moshe says that you would not make a shechiyanu on getting a new talis katan, even though you are fulfilling a mitzvah in doing it, since there is not so much joy and excitement over getting it. You do not make the bracha. What about getting a new pair of tefillin? The Be'er Halacha discusses whether you should make the bracha shechiyanu on getting the new pair of tefillin or not, when you put it on, etc. He says the best thing to do is to make a bracha on a new fruit, so you get out of this suffix entirely. Because it's a question of whether you do make a bracha the first time you perform a mitzvah in your lifetime or not. So to get out of that shaila, make it on a new fruit instead. The Mishnah Berurah also says that you should first make the bracha of Lesatef and then make the Shechiyanu. And this is a discussion by the fruit as well. Which do you make first, the Shechiyanu or the bracha of Ha'etz or Ha'adama on the fruit? It's Machlokes, and one should follow whatever their custom is, in which goes first, the Shechiyanu or the Lesatef, whether that's considered to be a Hefsek or not. The Poskim say, including the Mishnah Melech and the Aruch HaShulchan, they say that the minhag nowadays is not to make the bracha on the talis when you buy it, no matter what, because maybe you'll decide you don't want it and you'll return it and you don't wear it. So therefore, it's best to wait until you actually wear it for the first time, and that's when you make the bracha on it, whether you bought it with the tzitzis on it or not. And Rav Sternbach writes this way as well, that the minhag today is to make the shechiyanu on the talis gadol when you put it on, and not when you put the tzitzis on it or when you buy it, as the Vilna Gaon said the minhag was. So therefore, we have machlokes when the best time to make the shechiyanu is. If you're buying a talis with tzitzis on it, do you make it when you buy it, or you make it when you put it on the first time? So one should consult the posik on what to do. But even if you didn't make it either of those times, even though the Mishnah Berurah says you could still make it the first time you put it on, that's only chatchila. But b'diavad, you could really make it any time you put it on, as long as you still have the excitement of putting on that